Dustin Byfuglien still set the tone for your team?
Oh, in certain parts of the game, you know, he would be a driver in that. He, big piece on the power play, the physical presence now in our lineup is mostly on our back end, and he would be a big part of that. He has his section of the room in terms of the emotional tenor of the room that he's a really important part of, so there's a piece to that.
There's been so much focus on the defensive play for this season. How should that affect the way he plays?
Well, you saw it in the exhibition. He really picked the right spots, picked the right times to go, and then that would be true of what's true of Byfuglien would be no different than any of the skilled players that we have up front. There's just an awful lot of times that there's nothing there, and we don't need to try to make something happen. And they've been wired into that. They've been showing it on the ice in the games for me.
Is he kind of a leader? You want him to set the tone, set an example in that area too, more so maybe than others, or
no more than others, but all the same, right? The three captains of the team are the three offensive drivers of our team by position, right? And Blake, I mean, I know that Patty scores and Nicky scores, but Blake drives it on the wings in terms of how he plays. Mark's the center iceman, and that's a real important connector between the wings and the defenseman, and Dustin on the back end. On minutes alone, those guys will set the tone for our team.
Coach, what do you expect of Patrick Laine for an encore?
Other than that, he seems to be shooting the puck harder. His game was really in kind of a linear progression last year. He just got better and better 5-on-5, the reads of the game, and he came back to camp right on that path, and he continues to get better. I don't spend a whole lot of time trying to figure out how many he's going to score. Nobody knows. We know he's going to score a bunch, but we just expect him to get better kind of daily, game by game, on experience. They're smart players, these guys that are gifted. They pick up a lot really quickly, and you don't have to tell them more than once, but they still have to experience it to get it right. And each game he gets a little more experience.
If I could ask on a couple of sort of generic things with the league, where are you on the face-off violations? How did that go for the centers learning the new ways?
We had one, and it was both guys that didn't spend a lot of time in the National Hockey League, but it was on a 5-on-4, so we went from 5-on-4 to 5-on-3 pretty quick and to center ice pretty quick. Other than that, we haven't noticed it as a major. We didn't have a lot of centermen kicked out. We think not, because we're pretty young in the middle. We would like to think there's a bit of an advantage to the younger teams, because there certainly wasn't one prior to it. The veterans seem to have a real advantage in the circle.
And how about the new rule for coaches challenge on an offside goal, perhaps?
Well, I mean, it makes sense related to the legal curves on the stick, right? They made it a little bit bigger and then said, if you call it and you're wrong, they fine the coaches. And you guys can check on this, but I don't believe there's been an illegal stick called since. So they figured out how to do it, put it on the coach. Whether I'm fine with it or not matters very little. It'll be just something we deal with.
Paul, just circling back to Andrew Kopp, if he's good to go or to the point that he doesn't need to be put on the IR, obviously a roster move will have to be made by late this afternoon.
Any correct
idea or hints what's going to happen there?
We haven't had that conversation with anyone yet, so you don't get to be first. Appreciate the question. Understand it.